Welcome to episode 5 of Mike's Film Talk on Air. And if it's episode 5, then it's kind of about the Watchers I'm going to talk about, but not quite. Really, it's more of a moan about how much it costs to stream these things online. The Watchers has, like a lot of other films, a deal where they're showing simultaneously at cinemas and streaming online at the same time. Now, it's a high ceiling in terms of internet versus movie theater outlay. The prices charged would be laughable if they did not cause so much damage to one's pocket. Now, COVID-19, with its worldwide reach affecting millions, note we say affecting and not killing, businesses died sad and oft-times silent deaths. Such was the reach of this disease that almost all businesses were reined in. Hollywood still made pictures, but they lived and breathed the new safety measures set out by the CDC. One aspect of COVID-19 being in the driver's seat was that films would be released online at the same time or near as, damn it, a theatrical run. The prices were horrific. I wrote about this new phenomenon just over 2 years ago. Back in 2022, the live-action version of Mulan was available on the Disney Plus channel for the low price of $29.99 on top of your subscription fee. Mulan could be seen in the comfort of your own home this way. I thought then, and still do, that it was an exorbitant price to pay, to say the least. A few folks with more than my one-person family explained that by the time you added the extras found at the cinema, popcorn, fizzy pop, etc., the $30 offer was cheap. I still believe it's too expensive. Coming back to The Watchers, I bet you thought I'd forgotten Dakota Fanning there and her co-stars. I found that renting the film online is $20. I'll be rounding up. After all, what is a penny amongst friends? $19.99 is the same as $20. Might as well be. And of course, buying it is only $5 dearer. However, if I decide to attend the Malco or AMC Cinema 3 towns over, it's only $10. I get senior rates, but if you have not been alive long enough to get that discount, regular adult tickets are only $12, children's tickets are $9, and of course the smaller children, you know, the ones who scream nonstop at the very start of the film, they get in free. This whole thing is altering the movie experience. Watching at home, you're missing something. And I know I'm kind of gone off a little bit from complaining about the extortionate pricing system, but let's look at what those big bucks are taking away from you. Sure, there are some things no one misses at the cinema. Mobile phones are going off, your two old biddies talking nonstop next to you, and of course those screaming babies. But not watching the film in a cinema lacks so much in terms of peripheral experiences. Example, in a cinema at the Ipswich Suffolk United Kingdom multiplex, I witnessed an entire audience in the theater rise up and cheer, loudly I might add, at the end of the first new Star Trek. The very moment the late, great Leonard Nimoy, a.k.a. Spock, starts the prologue of the franchise, people cheered and started pumping their fists up in the air. Space, the final frontier. The crowd went nuts, and this was an English crowd. But that's not a one-off. Many years ago, or if you prefer, a lifetime ago, True Grit with John Wayne as Rooster Cogburn premiered in the old Ozark Cinema near the courthouse in downtown Fayetteville, Arkansas. True Grit, by the way, was one of the many excellent westerns made in 1969, a time I've called the year of the western. For days, the queues to see the movie curled around the theater and in front of the same courthouse. Inside the cinema, people were enraptured by the tale. At one point towards the finale, Kim Darby's Matty Ross is in a pit surrounded by rattlesnakes. Sorry if this is a spoiler for some people, but the movie has been around since 1969. Rooster goes to get her. Matty is hitting the poisonous creatures as they coil up and hiss. Suddenly, one of the snakes strikes. The entire theater, including the balcony, screamed. I can still get goosebumps thinking about it. You cannot get that kind of collective experience at home. And if you want another example, just look at the end of Friday the 13th, the first one, the one that started it all. That scene in the lake with the canoe, ooh, boy. Anyway, You know, staying at home is better than nothing. Although I can't even at my advanced age get totally caught in the film. I just begrudge paying $10 more than at the cinema. Sure, I'm spending less by not eating snacks on offer. But I stopped doing that when I was reviewing films for a newspaper and working part-time for a critics society. You cannot take notes with butter-smeared hands. Just something to keep in mind. At least we can now watch movies at the cinema sans face masks, social distancing, and antiseptic hand washing. Thank goodness for small favors, huh? I may well end up going to the cinema to see The Watchers. After all, petrol is not that expensive for a short trip to the movies. But tell me what you think. Are the studios and the streaming services overcharging? And while you're trying to think of an answer to that one, check out the trailer for The Watchers below. See if it's even really worth all the fuss. Well, that's episode 5 done, and me done for this week. So as usual, keep watching the movies and television and having fun. Bye.